missing, the lessons that God's been teaching me. So I want to thank you guys for that. Those of you who were more involved in my life, thank you for your love and your prayers. So in order for this to make sense, I want to share with you guys a little theory I have about Christian maturity. It's kind of like a three-step process, except a good three-step process, not one of those 12 or 14-step processes. Basically, it has to do with knowledge starting in your head, going to your heart, and then going to your hands. I learned this from somebody smarter than I am, probably somebody important. I don't remember who, I think it's a great theory, because a lot of time when we come to church, we get hit a lot with this head knowledge, a lot of this who Jesus is, who the gospel, or what the gospel is, what the Bible tells us, which is good stuff. But if we let our head knowledge just stay there, then it doesn't really do much good for anybody, let alone ourselves. All throughout high school and at the very beginning of college, I was very much a head knowledge type of person. Those of you who know me can attest. You know, Ben Holden here was in a triplet with me, and he got the brunt of a lot of my arguments and a lot of my, frankly, arrogance. And that's what just having head knowledge is. If you just know stuff about the gospel and don't let it sink into your heart, then I know what happened to me is I really liked starting and ending arguments. In my favor, of course. And so I began to win all of the arguments that I got into because I kind of set the rules, and I was right because I had the knowledge. I had this knowledge. It's not a bad thing to have this knowledge. It's very good. This has been kind of the foundation of my faith in Christ, has been this head knowledge. And when I was growing up, I grew up in the church, and my mom and my dad were both really active in the church, really open with sharing their faith with me and with other people. So it's not a bad thing, but it's a bad thing when that's all that you have. And I really found this out my second year in college. I had a fantastic small group made up of guys who were also going to Cal, some people going to Diablo Valley College, excellent guys. And they had a lot of sin in their lives, as did I. Of course, being somebody who knew the right things to say and all that, I don't think I would have admitted how fallen I was at that point. I knew it, theoretically, but I hadn't let it dwell in me. And these guys really showed me that there was a lot of judgmentalism that I had still left in me, because they would share stuff that they did. You know, they struggled with drugs, with, you know, all sorts of sexuality issues, with just all sorts of, you name a sin, and it came up once, at least, in our small group. But they were all out. Like, they didn't hold back. They were totally just surrendering this stuff to God. And that's when I realized how little I had done that. Like, I knew all this stuff, right? I had grown up in it, but I hadn't given it to God. That's when it really hit me. I remember one day in the spring of my sophomore year when I started actually just telling him, look, this is my life, and I struggle with these things too. And just admitting that not only to them but to myself, because in hearing what they had to say, I was passing judgment on them all the time without even realizing it. But then when I kind of joined them in this openness of just being a fallen person, that's when it brought the head knowledge to my heart, and I really internalized this knowledge instead of just preaching it. And it became more than theory. At Berkeley, you know, I'm a math major, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of theory and not a lot of practice that goes with that. this really forced the theory to be applied. Once you have this knowledge, this internalization of who you actually are, the fact that you are a fallen person and that you need this redemption that Christ gives, then you really have no choice but to enact it through your hands, to really allow it to determine your actions. And so for the last year, I've been really trying to do that. And I think that's something that I'm going to try to do for the rest of my life. It's you're never finished living out God's call for your lives. I'm living it out currently being a resident assistant at Westminster House with excellent people like Patty Nicholson that I've gotten to meet, as well as Nina. Mark was an RA there as well, and Lauren, and Vince. I think Brianna might be here too, but these are all excellent people that I would have never gotten to meet if God had not worked in me and allowed this mental theory stuff to be practiced. And so what I want to challenge you guys, and First Press is an excellent place for this, because they don't just affirm the mental stuff. They have service events that you guys can do, things where we can serve the poor and the widow like the gospel calls us to. And I want to challenge you guys, don't be content with just knowing this stuff. I was for a long time. and I wasted time that I could have used living the gospel. Don't be content with that. We have too many Christians who know the gospel and too few Christians who practice it. Don't make that mistake. And that's why I love First Press. I think that the way that this church is structured, it's hard to make that mistake here because we drive home the fact that you can't just know the gospel. You have to practice it. Thank you, guys.